Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Social Media Secrets with Rachel Peterson. Today I have a really, really fun guest. This person has been, oh my gosh, everywhere. First and foremost, I've seen her all over the internet, which is always an amazing sign. I love seeing that. Mariana Ruiz is a certified business coach and consultant and international best-selling author. She helps seasoned coaches and consultants scale their business by creating and launching their profitable group coaching programs. We can dive into more of the accolades because, oh my gosh, she has done so much. She's been featured on the Huffington Post, Today, and the Millionaire Insider Extravaganza. And also, she's helped a ton of clients, I mean hundreds, to increase their profit and serve more people all over the world. Mariana, welcome to Social Media Secrets.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. Now, I think the very first time that we were connected was, I think, years ago, wasn't it? Through Stu McLaren's Tribe. Am I remembering that correctly?
I've never done that. So I don't know. Perhaps in the launch or maybe Business by Design?
That was it. Business by Design. I know, though, we've been connected for a long time. And I'm so excited that we finally get a chance to just connect, you and me, well, and then obviously with all of the listeners as well. So one question I have as we dive on in is, I'm actually not going to go back to your story originally because I know that's what everyone always asks, but what got you into profitable group coaching programs?
Yeah. So basically, I was in hospital administration and I started my first online business on the side, okay? And that meant for me that I was running a business with a 16-month-old and a newborn who was 2 pounds and in the ICU. Wow. So I got my business to, at the beginning, like by the time my daughter was born, I had already gotten to about 1K a month in my business. And then she was born and I really had to take that side hustle to like full-time gig, like stat, you know? So, and of course I use medical terminology. So basically I just went into, you know, selling higher end packages and really coaching. Right. And what happened is I completely filled out my group coach or my one-on-one practice and had 15 one-on-one clients while taking care of 2 kids under 2 and just a part-time VA and no nanny. So I was like dying inside. And I was like, how can I scale this business appropriately and really create a business that makes sense for my life, right? Like I cannot change the situation with my daughter and my kids and the attention they need from me right now at this phase. And so I started doing group programs and that was when I fell in love with the energy and everything about filling it and everything about them.
Wow. I love that so, so much. I remember when I first started seeing coaches come out of the woodwork and they were all doing one-on-one and that model never really made sense to me, at least not for my business. What are some of the things that you see people do kind of the hard way when they're doing one-on-one coaching programs?
Yeah, basically doing it all one-on-one.
Yes. So everything about it.
Everything about it. And the reason for that, and I totally learned this from trial and error, is, you know, there are certain principles that you want all your clients to learn. And so what happens is it really does become the hard way because you're trying to teach on a coaching call. Mm-hmm. And so for me, the group model offers the place where you can say, okay, we're going to give you the foundation of knowledge. And then on the calls, we get to coach you and you get to apply that.
I love that so, so much. So it's kind of more of like creating a system and then putting people into it so you're not reinventing the wheel on every single call. Am I hearing that right?
Exactly. Exactly. And then I think what the benefit of that, right, for me is, okay, not only do I not have to teach this like 500 times in one day, but for me, what's most important is like, you know that you've taken the time to really curate that system. So when they go to teach the process, or when they go to learn the process, you know you haven't left out a step because you're trying to do it in your head on the spot.
I love that. So you discovered it kind of, would you say, through necessity, because you realized, I don't have time one-on-one to bring on a scalable, you know, amount of clients. Is that how you realized, I think I want to do the group coaching process?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Trial and error.
I love that you're honest about that. Who's group coaching right for? Because I know a lot of people who are listening to this are like, well, you know, I'm a busy mom. I love that you brought up in the very beginning that you had two small children and you were able to build a successful business. Who's it right for?
I think it's right for somebody who has either something else on the side, right? So you're a mom and a business owner, or you have a full-time job and you're a business owner. Or I've even implemented this strategy with, like, say, a doctor, or you have some other kind of business that, like, this is not going to be your primary only thing, right? And so therefore serving, let's say, 10, 20, 30 people in 1 hour would really benefit and just be a profit machine for you.
Ooh, I love this. I know that there are some people who are listening who are like, I've been considering coaching, but maybe now I don't even want to think about one-on-one coaching, because honestly, like, I never did one-on-one coaching. I went straight to the group coaching model and I love it. So I can stand behind everything that you're saying. It's sustainable. It's scalable. It's honestly, I think you end up delivering a better result. Now, what are some of the pitfalls that people experience as they start a coaching program?
Yeah, I think the first and biggest pitfall is like not having people for it. You're like, it's here, and then there's no one. So I like to really step back and look at, okay, how have you been getting sales in your business, right? For most people, if you are either a one-on-one coach or you're doing service work, right? Like maybe you're a social media manager or a copywriter, right? Like you're doing service work. Most of those are higher end sales. So you may already have experience selling via sales call, right? So for your first launch, I want you to lean into the sales strategy that you've already known how to do and do it ahead of time enough, right? So you can start pre-selling. And then if you want to do an official like launch for the first time or anything like that, then you already have sales in the door, right? But I think it's like, it's not like we leave people and then go behind the doors, create this launch, and then hope for the best, right? Like we need people to fill the group. So we need to be always lead generating all the time.
Absolutely. So you have the system for marketing a group coaching program down. You've got this. You've coached hundreds of people to build profitable group coaching programs. What would you say, obviously, I'm not going to ask you to give away the secret sauce, but what would you say is like a big differentiator where you're like, yep, this person's going to have success, or if you do this one thing, it's a great indication?
Okay, this is not even a thing, but it is. Okay. Resourcefulness. Oh. Okay. So what I mean by this is, instead of saying, I don't have money, I don't have money for ads, I don't have time to market this, right? Like whatever your thing is that you get into, right? Like everyone has their thing.
Yes.
Instead of being the victim there, let's get you to resourcefulness, because that is ultimately the most important thing for anything to work, right? Is to get out of victim mode and to then instead problem solve, create solutions, and then go execute on them.
I cannot say yes loudly enough without like breaking my microphone and speakers, because I just, everything that you just said is exactly what I believe in and stand for. And I can't say yes loud enough to it. That's amazing. And I'm guessing that that comes from your experience and your story. Can you share with me a little bit about how along your journey you discovered that resourcefulness was so important?
Oh my God, there were so many times. Like, I remember one time, so the first webinar launch I ever did, I totally made the mistake that I'm talking about. I went behind the scenes to work on this webinar launch for a month and like almost went like radio silent, okay? And then I was like, this thing is ready. And it was like nobody. I mean, crickets, right? I think I had 6 people on the webinar live with me, and one was my coach and one was my VA.
Oh my gosh.
So at that moment, I had already invested in advertising. You guys know the situation I was in with my daughter. And, you know, medical bills pile up. So I was like, okay, yes. What am I going to do now? And so all I did is get resourceful. I was like, I've built a list of 100 people. Why can't I just go and message them? Right? Mm-hmm. Like, hello, right? Like they're right there. So I did that, and I ended up booking 2 high-end one-on-one clients and more than making back, you know, multiple times of what I invested in advertising. At that time, ads were like $1 a lead, which was a gift.
Yes.
But basically just not like letting myself fall victim to those circumstances, and instead taking my power back and saying, you know what? I have an asset, right? Like it doesn't matter what the situation is that you're going through. You have something that you can still do something about.
I love that. Man, don't you wish you could go back in time and be like, sell your car, sell your house. $1 leads are unheard of. Like, I miss those days, you know?
Yes, every day. And I'm sure like in 5 years, we're going to be like, oh, $5 and $8. That was great. You know
what I mean? Yes. Until we all end up on the next, you know, platform, and then that's going to dominate. Mm-hmm. But next time we'll know. We've been around the block and we know that when those unicorns happen, you've got to cash in. It's so awesome. So can you share with me a couple of specific instances where you've had a great success with launching or helping someone else to launch a group coaching program?
Yeah, sure. So we actually last year taught this to a business owner, and she already had a pretty good business, a good, you know, and it, she was like at this point where she was doing like, you know, product launch formula. She was doing a lot of like these huge production type launches, and we taught her the challenge launch method. And she literally had a 6-figure launch, said it was the easiest launch she's ever done, and had so much energy from that that she turned around and 6 weeks later was able to recreate that. And I was like, that is the power of being in a zone where you are operating sustainably, right? So it's not about doing the fanciest, most high-tech launch, and that, like, if you can't do it as frequently, right, you're actually leaving a lot of money on the table. So she ended up adding $500,000.
Oh my gosh.
Last year, and is on track to do $1 million this year using the same strategy.
That's amazing. How long have you been doing your challenge launch formula for?
Oh my gosh, since 2014. I feel old.
It's so crazy because people are starting to talk about it now, but you've been doing it for years and you're like, oh yeah, hello, I've known this. You know, it's something you've done, and you have the system down pat, which is amazing. And people are just starting to catch on to it, but it sounds to me like you're the OG of the challenge launch formula.
Thank you.
Amazing. So one question I have is, what types of businesses are right for the challenge launch formula?
Yeah. So any business that's doing business online. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we've actually been testing this in different types of industries. right? So like, what would it look like if we did it in, like, I've done it with authors, I've done it with speakers, I've done it with different, you know, like even a tea company did this, right? Like different types of industries. But essentially, if you're doing business online, you can do this strategy. It's really just about creating excitement and creating an opportunity for people to purchase right away.
I love that so, so much. So I know that there are probably a lot of people who work with like online businesses and with clients who are listening to this. Would you say that this also works for people who have previously only done done for you programs?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, that's when I, like when I started using this strategy, I was only doing online coaching. And then I went and I started doing running Facebook ads for other people. And I've used it for that. Like you can use it for literally anything you need to sell. Like wow. We are testing it in everything.
I know that there's one person or maybe more because there's a lot of people who listen to this podcast who's saying, okay, that sounds great, but I'm in physical products. Is there a way to make this work for physical products even that are sold online?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like we taught this formula to a company that sells tea and they used it effectively. Yes.
Unbelievable.
Physical tea products.
I love that. And I wanted to make that super crystal clear for that one person or 10 people who are like, yeah, but that doesn't work for me because, but it does work for every single vertical, which is so, so amazing. Now, how did you discover that this worked? Were you the first person who tested it out or did you test it on a client? Tell me a little bit about your journey to discovering this formula.
No, basically, I had invested in coaching and my coach was like, do a challenge. Here's how you do it. And I said, okay, I'll go do it. and then I just did it and I loved it. Like the thing about the challenge launch is that it's easy, it's simple, and you can do it over and over again. So my first year of business, I did a challenge launch every month.
Oh my gosh. That sounds exhausting.
Yeah. But if you're doing content and you enjoy doing content, right? Like it's really just about executing on it. Right. And in the process I did learn too, like the first year it was a little exhausting because I was doing a different launch every time. Oh. Now how we do it is we have basically a couple of signature launches that launch specific programs. And so we're not always reinventing the wheel, but we are using, like, just like you said with, you know, group coaching, it's like you figure out a system that works and then you just keep doing that one system.
I love that. I have to say, I have one client and I don't handle the funnel or the offer or anything like that. I have one client who's been doing the challenge system, which I really, really like. And it's seemed to be one of the most scalable methods we've ever used. And I can personally speak to that success from what we've seen. You know, she grew from $300,000 a year to over $3 million last year without necessarily working many more hours. And it's, you know, she's had 15,000 people go through her challenges. So I know personally that this works. I just don't know how to set up everything on the back end of a challenge. So that's so amazing. Now, one question I have is you've been in business a lot longer than most of us have even been on Facebook, which is pretty powerful. Share with me a little bit about who you look to for mentorship and inspiration.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people. We talked about Business by Design, James Wedmore. He is incredible. He's been a mentor of mine for many years. I love Seth Godin, everything that he writes. Like I have his brand new book on my shelf right now. I don't know. There's a lot. I like people who have been around for a long time, right? Like James Wedmore and Seth Godin have been around for a long time. And the reason I think I like that and the reason I gravitate towards it is because I try to extract the principles, right? So I like learning new strategies that are working now, for example. But I think it's so much more powerful, especially online, if you learn something that can stand the test of time, because like you said, we don't know what the next fad's going to be, but if we know why that fad worked, we can then recreate it.
Ooh, I love that so, so much. So you look for mentors who have been around the block and experienced things like the Google smack and Facebook pages, algorithms changes. You're looking for people who have standed the test of time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or stood, standed, anyways.
Yeah, stood, whatever, I don't know.
So it sounds to me like you're a fellow reader. I love reading. You know, everyone says like, oh, I love reading. And then you talk to them and they haven't actually read a book in like 2 years. I love reading. Tell me a little bit about the books that have been the most impactful for you.
Okay, really deeply spiritual ones, like down the woo-woo rabbit hole. but I will share with them anyways, even though they're a little embarrassing. So the first one is Conversations with God. It is a man having a conversation with God. And God in this sense is like the spiritual, you know, like energetic universe type. It's not like related to any religion, in case you're wondering that.
Yeah.
And that is a really good book. I mean, it like literally changed my life. Other books. There's one that's on my table, How to Write Copy That Sells by Ray Edwards. That book is literally, I use it all the time for my copywriting. It has the best templates, the best, like everything about writing copy.
I love that. And Ray Edwards is another one of those who's been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. So it's not, don't worry, it's not too far down the woo-woo rabbit hole. I've actually been geeking out on a book that's pretty woo as well. Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. And oh my gosh, like I'm blown away. I didn't used to read woo-woo books and I'm hooked. Like I can't get enough.
Yes, I have that one too. It's on my bookshelf.
Oh my gosh.
Really good. I love it. I love it.
Yes, that one I like was on an airplane reading it and tears are streaming down my face and I'm like, yes, 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 oh my gosh. You know, it's like she's in my brain that I haven't tapped into yet. Mm-hmm. Amazing. So I'm sure there are some people who are like, okay, how can I learn more about what Mariana's up to? How can I learn more about the challenge funnel, the challenge launch formula, everything that you're talking about? Where can they learn more about you and everything that you serve people with?
Yeah. So you can go I do have a freebie that if you guys want to get it, it's at bit.ly/group coaching. And that's a checklist to help you like with setting up your group, like, and okay, am I ready? What do I need? And how do I position things? And I also have my podcast, the Impact Driven Entrepreneur podcast, and it's free content, just helping you to create, launch, and scale your six-figure group program.
Wow. That's going to be amazing. So if you guys didn't catch that, it's bit.ly/group coaching, right?
I think so.
We think so.
We think so.
And you also have an amazing podcast, the Impact Driven Entrepreneur podcast. Where can people catch that?
It's everywhere. iTunes, Stitcher. We just went over to Anchor so we can start getting some listener questions come in, which is super exciting. So it's everywhere. Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, everything.
Amazing. What else do you want to leave our listeners with today?
I think just believe in yourself and keep going, right? Like if I can withstand that, what I went through, I think my biggest message in the world is like, you can do anything.
I love that. I agree with this. You can do anything. And especially you can do a group coaching program. Mariana, thank you so much for joining me. This has been another awesome episode of Social Media Secrets. We will catch you guys on the next episode. See you later.
Bye.
This episode of Social Media Secrets was brought to you by Social Media United, the leading online university for social media managers to learn how to gain clients, gain freedom, and gain an entire community of people who have their back. To claim your $1 trial for 7 days, go to www.smutrial.com. You won't regret it. I can't wait to see you inside. Oh,